This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the radio, our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And we, in the very beginning of the show, for those of you who just are now tuning in, we started talking about this story out of Phoenix. And I wanted to get back into it because we never really got into it at all.
Right, we got 1.5 paragraphs into the story.
We were talking about like comic books and alien movies and things like that, and then we ended up getting phone calls about all manner of different things. But you know, finally, we can talk about this. Of course, our phone lines are still open, so you can always bring up anything you want, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. So, Daryl, you have the story from, what was it, AZ Central?
AZCentral.com.
And this is about the Punisher.
That's what you're saying.
That was my guess, because you said this dude had body armor on and was, like, just
that's
locked and loaded.
Says.
He had, like, 3 or 4 guns or something like that.
3 handguns, a shotgun, some ammunition, a knife, and a variety of other handheld weapons.
Now, I, as a non-comic book fan, I mean, I read some comic books growing up, but not that many. More like Alien versus Predator kind of comics. I was never a DC or Marvel person, but I'm aware of this Punisher, and that was my guess. I said, that sounds like he's trying to be the Punisher. And so what happened was they arrested him. We'll get into more about what he did, allegedly, because I've got a story about that. And then apparently the Phoenix Comic Con banned any kind of prop, any kind of, like, weapon-ish prop.
Yes, so let me read that list. And those bans took effect today.
Now, that's because Comic-Con's going on throughout the weekend, I believe.
It's a 4-day event, started Thursday, goes through Sunday.
And my question is, you're going to read the list, but is this list a permaban, meaning that in the 2018 Comic-Con, will these things still be banned, or are they just like, we're really worried right now, and we're just going to wait till things cool down, kind of thing.
The story, again, from AZ Central says Phoenix Comic-Con posted a message on their Facebook page clarifying the new policy, which prohibits weapons of all types, including simulated weapons. Examples of prohibited weapons and simulated weapons, i.e. props, include edge weapons, swords, knives, throwing stars, etc. You can't have the real ones or simulated.
Mm-hmm.
Impact weapons, that would be clubs, bats, staff, nunchucks, shields, hammers, martial arts weapons. You are not allowed to have firearms. You are not allowed to have archery weapons, including crossbows and bolts, bows and arrows of all types. And also, weapons from fictional sources. Lightsabers, plasma weapons, lasers, phasers, etc. So, in addition to, is this a permaban or is this just this year? And the only reason I'm asking is because AZ Central has the most amazing photo here of someone using the Force to choke someone.
Like Darth Vader.
So, can you simulate
the Force
using the Force at Phoenix Comic Con?
Thou shalt not reach one's hand out towards another.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Now, the original article from...
Does that mean everybody at Comic Con has to go and put their swords in their cars, or are the swords not allowed anywhere in the vicinity?
Generally, if they say it's not allowed in the Comic-Con, it means it's not allowed in the Comic-Con. You can have it on the sidewalk before you go through security.
Right.
And then they will say, you have to go put that in your car.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, like, yeah, you can have your foam sword in your car. That's not illegal. That's not against Comic-Con rules. You can't have your sword in Comic-Con.
Got it.
So isn't that the point of Comic-Con is like
it's part of it.
Dress up and
cosplay, as they call it.
Yeah, like that's like a big part
it's
of
like
it.
An adult word for dressing up in costumes. I don't know when that came
out. The only Comic-Con I was not really at, but I was around, everybody seemed to be dressed up.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I mean, kind of the point
like,
is
if you take
dress
that
up.
Out,
well, you can still dress
you
up.
You can dress up, you just can't have your sword.
You can't, you know.
So you're like, I
complete it.
Luke Skywalker. I just don't have my lightsaber.
Yeah, they took all the fun out of it.
Exactly, yeah. They've totally taken the fun out of it. Because I'm sure, now, I've never been to a Comic-Con, but I've seen some of the footage from it, right?
Yeah,
I've seen
the
pictures and everything. And, you know, they like to sort of, part of cosplay, as I understand it, is to play the role, right? Like, you are not just, you're not just Link from the Zelda game. You are acting as though you're Link from the Zelda game, and you'll, like, you know, clash a sword with the Ganon character or whatever, right? Or something like that. And now you can't clash anything anymore. You just have to stand there and, I don't know, say hi.
All right, guys, everybody go home.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you could still dress up as Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen, first of her name, Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, and have your pet dragons with you.
Are you sure?
That's a weapon.
Yeah.
A dragon could kill someone.
But dragon is not on the list.
They'll add it to the list. It includes but not limited to.
Right, isn't
right?
it?
You know,
it
so
just says includes.
Somebody at the door is going to say,
Yeah.
Can't have that dragon in here, lady.
Now, if it actually has a built-in flamethrower, then yeah, sure. But just, you know, like, here's my little, you know, dinosaur replica that
look,
I...
Look, we know it's made out of foam, but you could bash someone with that.
So,
anyway, go on.
Back to what actually happened that led to this.
Okay.
Police spokeswoman Mercedes Fortune said the man... That being the guy that had the body armor and the weapons, intended to harm Phoenix police, had been taking photos of the officers, including those patrolling Comic-Con, and posting them on social media. A woman who knows the man alerted police of his activities. Now, you
I've
have
more detailed
info
story.
On that, because this
right.
first article came out yesterday afternoon and said that he had not been identified publicly.
This one.
But since then, he has.
This is from Phoenix 12 News, KPNX, published today. The man Phoenix police arrested Thursday for carrying four loaded guns inside the Phoenix Convention Center during Phoenix Comic-Con has been booked for attempted murder. And several other charges, which they don't mention here, a judge set his bond at $1 million on Friday. Police said 31-year-old Matthew Sterling made threats to harm a performer at the event, and police also believe he intended to attack officers as well. According to court documents, police received a call in Phoenix from the Hawthorne, California police. Hawthorne police told them that a witness had reported reading Facebook messages from Sterling. We looked online. We could not, in a quick search for Facebook, we could not find this guy's profile.
And that's what I really want to know is what those messages were, because police have a tendency to manipulate reality. And I just, you know, I really want to know what was actually said as opposed to what the police are saying he said.
At this point, you're probably going to have to pull the case file to get whatever discovery is entered into the court file. Yeah. But anyway, he was allegedly posting pictures of the Phoenix officers at the event and threatening to shoot them. Sterling resisted when approached by police at Phoenix Comic-Con and even ripped off an officer's police patch on his uniform. Damn, he's got like mutant strength or something.
Ninja skills. Yeah.
According to court paperwork, he was eventually overpowered and taken into custody. And this is a big boy. You can tell by his photo here. He's a very large man. I don't know what his weight is, but there's a video still that also shows he's fairly big. Police say Sterling was armed with a shotgun and three handguns. All were fully loaded. He was also carrying a combat knife, pepper spray, and throwing stars. Police say he was wearing body armor as well. Signs posted throughout the convention center prohibit these kind of items at the event, meaning prohibiting real weapons. Mm. Like, it makes sense to, you know, have props, but to actually walk into a Comic-Con loaded, strapped to the gills with actual, you know, weapons, I can understand why they wouldn't want that to happen, especially if people are drinking, as frequently happens at conventions. You don't want to combine drunken swordplay with your real guns or whatever. I get that. And I'm somebody who supports self-defense. Yeah. But I understand why, as a private event, they would say, you know, prior to now, where they're now saying not even foam swords are allowed or lightsabers or any kind of prop, but prior to that, the rule was probably you can have a foam sword, but you can't have a gun with bullets in it. But we'll tell you more about what happened here and what he told the police about those signs, because he saw the signs. What did he say about them? We'll share that in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone, because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Live. You can bring up anything you want. Maybe you've been to a Comic Con and or more than one of them, and you can tell, you know, us what you think about this decision of Phoenix Comic Con. Now, I don't know if it's is it the same company that puts them on in all these different cities? Is Comic Con like a, you know, trademarked term? I presume
no,
it is.
Comic Con is the it's a comic convention.
Yes.
You smash.
I know what it is.
The words together.
That doesn't mean they didn't trademark that or whatever. Like, is Comic Con like a generic term?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh yeah. Here I thought it was a. I thought it was something that was trademarked.
I thought it was trademarked because yeah. I've seen like a logo for Comic Con, and I thought that was like the logo they always use because it was a trademarked event put on by a company.
Nope. So but, there's, you know, like the biggest one is San Diego Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when most people say Comic Con, they're talking about the one in San Diego that has like 150,000 people that show
wow.
up to.
That's big.
But no, there's yeah. a Granite State Comic Con that happens in Manchester. There's a Rhode Island Comic Con. There's the Phoenix Comic Con. So Comic Con is just
interesting.
What you call a comic convention.
Okay. Well, the one in Phoenix has now prohibited, at least for the remainder of this Comic Con and maybe beyond that, any kind of prop, any kind of prop weaponry. And that included, apparently...
Weapons and simulated weapons.
Right, so
including swords, knives, throwing stars, clubs, bats, staffs, nunchucks, shields, hammers, martial arts weapons, firearms, crossbows, bolts, bows and arrows, and lightsabers, plasma weapons, lasers, phasers, etc.
And this is after a man, 31-year-old man, was arrested, Matthew Sterling, for allegedly threatening to harm a performer at the event... believing also the police say that he intended to attack officers as well based on some alleged Facebook posts that he made.
The funniest quote from this article from AZ Central is, "The man was dressed in all black, but Phoenix police were unable to discern whether he was dressed in a costume."
Well, the Punisher is dressed in all black. I think maybe he's got like a skull on his shirt. But honestly, I'm not that familiar with the character. But that's who he claimed to be. Court documents show Sterling admitted to carrying the weapons into the venue because he told the police later in an interview that he believed the signs and the law prohibiting weapons at the venue did not apply to him, according to court paperwork. So
is he one of these people of, what's your proof that your laws and rules and regulations apply to me because it says person and people, and I'm not a person or a people.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if the Phoenix Convention Center is government-run or if it is one of the private convention centers. Sometimes convention centers are built and operated by governments, so I'm not sure if the law comes into play here. It may just simply be a private rule that says, hey, we don't want, you know, a gun
right.
loaded with bullets on this particular campus.
Right, because, you know, Arizona is one of those states that has what they call constitutional carry.
Right, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, open carry is legal.
I was wondering about
right?
that.
And concealed without a permit is also legal, because that's what constitutional carry means, is that you can open or
so
conceal.
It's basically a trespass, probably, except that he posted something to Facebook that may or may not be taken out of context.
It says here that he told the police that he was the Punisher, a popular Marvel comic book character. Okay. Sterling said if he deemed the officers to be what he called Aphrodite officers or bad officers, he would shoot them. He said these types of officers can hide behind kind faces and police badges.
What does that mean?
Again, I'm not familiar with the comic in question, but I suspect he's in character here. I suspect okay. that it sounds to me like what happened was a comic book geek decided that he wanted to be the Punisher. He strapped on some real guns with bullets in them, you know, to really get into the role. And then he started to take pictures of the police, posting them to Facebook as the Punisher, because he's going to punish
so
the bad cops.
It is being manipulated as far as the
or
police,
this guy could just be a legit crazy person that was looking for an excuse to shoot a cop.
could be, but he's dressed in all black, and he didn't shoot anybody.
Right. The fact that he didn't actually shoot somebody suggests that he was just performing.
Right.
He's cosplaying, okay? So he's not only dressed as his character, he's being the Punisher. And presumably the Punisher is someone who punishes bad cops and other bad guys, right?
I have no clue.
It's a comic book. I'm pretty sure that's what the Punisher experts, feel free to call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's what the Punisher does, is he punishes the bad guys, right? And so he's just taking pictures of cops, probably writing, as the Punisher would write. If the Punisher was, taking pictures of police and posting them on Facebook, what would the Punisher write? That's what you're likely seeing on Facebook, if we could find his profile.
Yeah.
But the cops, of course, take everything as though it's for real. They take everything seriously. Remember, there have been stories where, rap fans will post rap lyrics on Facebook. This is like the kind of the comic book geek version of this, right?
Right.
Where a rap fan will, or a wannabe rapper, or, performance artist or whatever, will post their lyrics, anti-cop, violent anti-cop lyrics, on a Facebook post, and then get arrested. It happened in Boston. It happened in a variety of other places.
Yep.
A lot of times the charges end up getting dropped, or they take a guilty plea, but the cops will target them because they believe it's a real threat against them, even though the person's like, no, this is a Biggie Smalls lyrics, or Tupac, or whatever, or it's my own personal lyrics.
Right.
It's just a song that I wrote. I'm not interested in actually hurting the police. I just want to express myself. And so he's expressing himself as the Punisher in this particular case. Let's go to Daryl in Austin, Texas, watching us on YouTube over at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, I mean, I have been to the Comic-Con in San Antonio called Alamo CityCon, and all the other conventions I went to, sci-fi cons, anime cons, they allow simulated weapons. This ban is one of the most moronic, knee-jerk reactions I've ever seen. You're going to have a lot of pissed-off people, and they're not. They're people who haven't paid are going to go, no, we ain't going. They're going to lose a lot of money, and that's because you have vendors that sell these weapons.
Hold on, Daryl. So the Phoenix Comic-Con has realized that there's going to be some not happy people. They have said that they will give refunds.
To their credit, they are willing to give refunds, which is nice. But, of course, to anybody who's actually traveled to go to this event, that's still not going to be that much of a help. But, Daryl, what...
my guess is the people that have traveled are going to be like, you know what, I've already flown out here. I'm going to go, and I'll leave the weapons in the hotel room.
What are your thoughts, Daryl, on the Punisher? Do you know anything about the character?
Yeah, I know about the character. I have, some of the comics from, I think, the 90s, I don't have them anymore, but I've read it. I've seen one of the movies, the one where John Travolta was the villain in the movie, which was really good. And the Punisher tends to be a guy who pretty much goes around, he punishes criminals is the whole thing.
Including bad cops.
In the original comic, he was a Vietnam vet, I believe.
Okay. And do the people he punish include these Aphrodite officers or bad police officers, as he was referring to them?
I don't know. I only have one or two of the comics, so I actually don't know.
So, Daryl, suffice it to say, you'd be pretty livid if this happened at the Comic-Con you attended.
Oh, I would be exceedingly upset. I mean, I normally don't go with, props, but, if I was to sit there and work, these people work a lot of time on some of these costumes.
They sure do.
And
they look great. They look amazing.
Extremely upset because some of these costumes cost a lot of money to make, and then they'll either go on Etsy or somewhere and get some of the props.
No doubt. Hang on here. It's Free Talk Live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talking about the Punisher. He's been arrested, or someone playing as the Punisher, posting pictures of cops on Facebook from Phoenix Comic Con, allegedly making some not so nice comments about what he wanted to do to the supposed bad cops if he discovered they were bad cops. We'll tell you more about that story coming up here in moments. And Phoenix Comic Con having banned now even costume props. Foam swords, lightsaber devices, anything that somebody might have as a prop for their costume at Comic-Con. No, it is not allowed for the remainder of the weekend. Now, maybe they'll let it back in next year, but
yeah,
we don't know yet.
Don't say if you can have... You're speculating that you would not be able to have a tiny little dragon on your shoulder because dragons are weapons, but they don't say you can't have...
But pretty much anything else you can't have.
But it says that fanciful weapons and et cetera, and stuff, right?
Oh, fanciful weapons was in there?
It was something like that, wasn't it?
Weapons from fictional sources, right, and then they give examples... Lightsaber, plasma weapons, lasers, phasers, etc.
Etc. That's the loophole.
Yeah, I would say that if it was a status kind of person, making the decision, it would be yes, they would be banned.
Dragon as a pet,
That's a dangerous pet. You can stick a dragon on someone and burn them alive.
It explicitly says, like, famous.
Right, but I seriously doubt anybody cosplaying as Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen has a flamethrower installed in
It doesn't matter if they have a real flamethrower. They're banning foam swords.
They named lightsabers in there, which are, like,
inanimate,
like they light up.
Yeah.
Right, like they're not sharp. They're just...
Right, but you can hit somebody with it.
Have you ever been hit with a foam sword? It's not going to do any kind of damage.
Yeah.
Right, but still, have you been jabbed with a foam sword? People.
No, it's not nice, but it also wouldn't be nice to swing a dragon at someone either. I'm just telling you, you could throw that dragon at somebody. This is how ridiculous this is.
You could also take off your shoe and throw a shoe. So everybody's
got to
walk around barefoot now.
Don't give them ideas.
They already make you go
there. Some Iraqi guy threw his shoe at George Bush. Let's replicate that in front of Comic-Con.
Hey, did you know
so that they ban shoes.
Hold that thought. Did you know your body contains a second brain? That's what some scientists call your intestines. And it's because today we know the bacteria or probiotics in your intestines are the catalyst for sending signals to your brain. Unfortunately, due to poor eating habits, most Americans have an unhealthy gut, and this is contributing to a whole host of problems. An unhealthy gut has been linked to everything from anxiety and depression to chronic inflammation and weight gain. In short, a daily probiotic supplement is no longer essential just for building your immune system. It's also important to combat moodiness, maintain energy, and help with weight loss. And with Whole Food Multicomplete, it's easy because they include a blend of 8 strains of live probiotics with your daily mineral. They also include digestive enzymes and antioxidant herbs. In fact, for 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been the only product that incorporates 7 families of nutrients into a single product. It's the perfect product for the health-conscious consumer who understands that they need more than just vitamins and minerals, but don't want to break the bank buying 5 or 6 different products every month. 30% off can be your discount with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, valid on your first order, and that brings the cost down to basically what's the cost for the company. They just want you to try this out. Head on over to SimplifyMySupplements.com and order now. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com. They do accept Bitcoin, and you can get, I believe, free shipping on orders over $60.
Yes.
So go to SimplifyMySupplements.com. We bring back Daryl. He's in Austin, Texas. You have been to a Comic Con in Austin, you said, and you'd be pretty upset. Of San Antonio. You'd be pretty upset if this happened, this ban of all cosplay props, everyone's props. You can still wear the outfit. You can still wear clothes, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because, like I was saying, all these people spend a lot of money on this stuff. They take a lot of time to put these together. I mean, there are people who actually dress up for Comic-Con from, like, characters from video games. Like, Destiny's really big now, so people dress up as maybe as one of their Destiny characters, like a Titan Hunter or a Warlock, and they have swords and guns and stuff like that. And so these people would be very upset that they would go on Etsy and order one of the 3D-printed gun from the game, and then they can't bring it in. Because some of them are pretty expensive.
Yeah, I can totally understand. Now, at Comic-Con, how many of these have you been to?
I've just been to one, and that was Alamo City-Con in over in San Antonio. I've been to several anime conventions in Virginia. I've been to sci-fi conventions around the country. And there's always people dressing up as something. One of the earliest cons I went to in the 80s, they had some guy dressed up. I don't know what the character was from, but a guy was wearing a robe with a skeleton mask and had like some sort of laser gun. And
sweet.
It was pretty cool. And people thought it was the neatest thing ever.
Yep, no more laser guns. Sorry, you can't have that. No more fun, basically. They're taking half the fun out of the whole dressing up thing that I think people really enjoy, being able to wield whatever prop it is that, you know, the character, their favorite character is wielding.
Yeah. There's also vendors there who sell stuff like that, and it's going to hurt their business.
Well,
and which means these vendors
they do
come
say
next year.
They do say in the article from AZ Central that the vendors will still be allowed to sell the props as long as they remain in the package and they tell the person buying it, you have to keep this in the package.
Which means you can't try before you buy now. So, like, you know, you probably could just go and pick up a sword that was out of the package before at a vendor table and kind of, you know, wield it around, get a feel for it. Now it's just like, sorry, you're going to have to buy it in the box or not buy it, bud.
And it's got to reduce the sales.
Exactly.
I mean, half the fun of it is using it at the event, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's not like you go home and play with this stuff. At least I wouldn't think so.
Well, I mean, some people are going to go home and put it on a shelf. But still, you're right. It is going to reduce the fun factor a whole lot. And, you know, what a shame, man. I mean, it's so sad to hear people overreacting like this. The dude may be crazy, or he might have just really been into his role and thought he was going to be more the Punisher-like.
I vote for the former, that he's probably just crazy.
I would agree on that one.
Thanks for the call tonight, Daryl. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us. There's a little bit more to the story, and this guy, the Punisher.
Before you get back into that, the Phoenix Convention Center has said that they are going to reduce the number of entry points, which may cause some delays. So instead of, and I don't know how many entry points they have now, but you know, let's say they have 10. Well, now we're only going to have 5.
So there's more choke points, if you will, which means it's going to be harder to get in.
Do we know how many people are at this event? I curious.
Ah, good question.
Because I've been to a conference that had a lot of people. Like, I don't know if it was 100,000, but it was a lot of people. And I have to say, the line, literally, it was
brutal.
I literally ran through a line simulator the entire day. It took us basically all day.
You ran through a line
simulator?
All the
way to the evening.
What is a line simulator?
We were only there for a day.
Hold on. What is a line simulator?
A line simulator is basically where that's all you do at the entire event is wait and go through line to get your to get into the event.
And it took you how long to get through
the
line?
Entire day. From like, I don't know what time, but sometime in the morning, all day to the evening. And basically we got in there. Yeah. That's all we did the entire event. We were only there for a day. It was in Baltimore. It was a pony convention of some kind. MLP.
What?
Anybody familiar with MLP?
MLP?
My Little Pony.
Are you a brony, or what do they call them?
I am not
bronies.
Bronies.
But I was with somebody who is, and I won't say his name because you know him. But anyway.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, wow. And was there only one entrance to this place?
I don't know if there was only one entrance, but just let's put it this way.
And how long was this event?
It was a multi-day event. Yeah. I don't know how many days it was, but we were only there for a day. So we
and
literally
it took you
spent
all day to get in?
All day to get in. We literally spent the entire day in the line simulator.
So how long did you actually have in the event itself?
We went to one talk, and then we had to leave.
Wow. That sounds like a real disappointment.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Can you predict the market? No, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage. Introducing MarketVulture.com.
Don't get caught off guard.
MarketVulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one MarketVulture user put it,
"Well, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed."
Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
And I do want to let you know about freetalklive.com. You go there and you can enjoy all the various features, the archives of the show that go back for years, more than a decade's worth of, you know, free downloadable audio. Just go and grab as much show or as little as you like, all free over at freetalklive.com. You can actually get interactive with the site in a lot of ways, including right there on the front page. You can submit content so other Free Talk Live listeners can vote on it. So whatever it is that you want to share, maybe it's some news story or an outrageous YouTube video or something fun, you can just submit it there, and then again, people vote whether they like or dislike. It is a Reddit-based system, so it's free to use. And of course, all the archives are free to download. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate the work that we do here, talking about liberty and freedom and peace all the time, 7 nights a week on the radio, then you can get behind the show with the AMP program. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And you can sign up for $5 a month, any major credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin as well. We'll take all of that, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go to AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. I don't remember how many years ago we heard about the brony thing here on Free Talk Live, but it's fascinating. It is, for listeners that don't know, you're not one of them, Chris.
Not personally, but I know somebody very well who is.
As a guest to one of these conventions in Baltimore, which is where they're still happening, according to BronyCon.org. They do have a event scheduled for August 11th or something, somewhere around that that time frame. BronyCon.org. It's going to be coming up here in a couple months, August 13th through the, or excuse me, 11th through the 13th. So define.
But before we get into that, there's pro wrestling announcer.
Who's a brony?
He's not a brony. Corey Graves.
Okay.
He's got a series on the WWE Network to where he goes to a bunch of weird different events.
And oh, you showed me one of his things.
He went to BronyCon a couple of years ago.
That sounds hilarious.
And it was absolutely hilarious.
What's
his
name?
Corey Graves.
Corey Graves, okay.
I wanted to, you know, try getting him to come up to a pork fest just because
it would be so funny.
Being, you know, like, hey, come here. Yeah.
Too bad pork fest is too family friendly these days for much stuff. But he could come to Somalia Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And that's coming up before Pork Fest.
There was also Testy Fest that he went to. I think that's the one you showed me
from Montana where they're eating testicles.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, let's talk about bronies.
Testicles, not human.
Whatever. How can you tell the difference? So what is a brony?
Okay. It's somebody who it's mostly guys. And they're really, really, really into a show called My Little Pony.
From the 80s was when it started. I remember it.
Right. My Little Pony is, something
it's
like
a girls' cartoon.
The 80s. It was targeted at girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently.
Not anymore.
But not anymore. Right. Apparently, I guess, I think it was Hasbro. Yeah,
the toy company.
Yeah. Basically,
same toy company as G.I. Joe, Transformer, classical male toys.
It was something along the lines of they weren't making any money off it anymore. So somebody wanted to do something based on it. So they basically bought the rights, or they some sort of contract, I guess. And so they were basically had a free reign to do whatever they want with it. And so they basically turned it into. It's actually still it's still a very kidsy type of show, so girls still are into it. Like,
of course.
There's like little bronies,
cute ponies.
Yeah.
Anthropomorphic ponies
and little boys too. So, anyway, so I think there was lots of kids at the event too, actually. But it's very very much a male adult event, and I'm sure there was women there too. But it's in certain circles it's very very big. It's a very big internet thing, or it was. I don't know if it still is, but it was, a number of years ago.
I think that as far as your story is concerned, you got one point wrong, which is that Hasbro still owns My Little Pony. It appears that they still are in control of that property.
I think there's like there was a contract or something. I misstated that.
They stopped production for a while, but then they brought it back.
Somebody else brought it back, from what I understand. So it's like under contract, or maybe it was
licensing or something.
Yeah, something along those lines. I don't quote me on the details. Look it up yourself if you want to know for sure.
Yeah.
But
Me glancing at the Wikipedia
real
fast.
I'm sure you could figure it out.
But the bronies is a relatively new phenomenon, I would say, within the last decade.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about it. We talked about it years ago on Free Talk Live when we first heard about this.
Bronies didn't come into existence until the show was redone for like adults with humor. Humor. Yeah. So it's got adult humor in it.
Does it really?
Yeah. So
I take it you've seen a few episodes.
Yes, I have. I have watched at least three episodes, I believe.
But it's still for kids too. It's like one of those multi-layered shows where there's a plot for kids and then things that adults
there's
get.
There's this underlying, everything has this underlying adult theme to it.
Those are the best kind of kids shows because then a adult can actually sit there and enjoy watching whatever they.
If there was, I would say if I had kids, this would be great because it was entertaining enough to me, even as a non-brony, where I didn't just want to like. Just strangle somebody.
You can handle it.
It's
worth watching.
Yeah, because most kids shows, I'm just like, this is just too stupid. I can't handle it.
But now, the term brony came out, and I don't think that, maybe it... I don't think you're... Okay, so maybe a brony can call in and correct us on this, but it's my understanding the term brony...
I'm no expert on bronies.
...is essentially more of a description of somebody who is a male fan of My Little Pony. Doesn't have to do with necessarily the fact that there's a new series out. The new series is taking advantage of the fact that people are now back into My Little Pony, including all these bronies who are now basically out of the closet. Because these are...
I don't know.
These are likely males who grew up watching My Little Pony and loving My Little Pony, and hiding it, right? Because you can't go to elementary school and talk about how you just watched the episode of My Little Pony if you're amongst a bunch of other males, because they're all talking about G.I. Joe or Transformers or whatever it would be that is popular these days.
I don't know. Well, you know what, though? I've talked to bronies, and my understanding is that they weren't into the show, the older show from the 80s.
They're probably lying to you.
Maybe. It could be. but the show is different than the one from the 80s. So, like, there isn't again, there's this adult theme humor to it. So it's not the same show.
Well, I wish we had more time to actually hear from a brony. You may be right. It says here, What is a brony.com? A brony is a fan of My Little Pony. Friendship is magic that is outside of the target demographic of little girls.
Pretty sure kids were into it, too, but I don't know.
Well, anyway.
They're saying
that bronies are outside of the target demographic.
Right. Okay. But the show is targeted at, like, adults, but... It's also, I guess, targeted at kids.
No, they're saying that the show is targeted at young girls.
The original show was targeted at young girls.
Right.
I never watched the original or the newest one, so I'm just speculating based on what you guys are saying.
It still looks like the little girl show, but it's different. It is definitely different. It's got that underlying adult theme to it now.
I don't believe for a moment that these people who are the bronies... were only fans of the newer show. I don't buy that.
Okay.
I think they were fans back in the day.
Possibly.
And now that they're adults, they're into this newer show because it's got some of the adult themes, and they can actually, you know, sit there and watch it and have more of an enjoyment.
And they were drinking juice boxes. They must have been drinking juice boxes while watching the show as youngsters. The people listening on certain networks will know exactly who I'm parodying there.
I mean, because if you're wearing My Little Pony stuff and, you know, you're decked out in My Little Pony regalia and you know, you're calling yourself a brony, it's not like anybody's going to stop and say, oh, it's okay, it's cool, dude, you only like the newer show. No, people are going to presume that they like the entire series, and they probably do.
The entire canon.
They probably do.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, I'm not coming down on it. I just think it's fun.
Any of the bronies have weapons?
Don't think there was weapons in that show, but I never really saw it beyond, you know, happening to see my sisters.
Right, so I'm just curious, you know, like, could somebody go to the Phoenix Comic Con dressed as one of the My Little Ponies?
I think they have powers.
I bet they have some sort of
magical powers?
Why would they be told, sorry, sir, you have to leave your horseshoes in the car?
So, I know that... Okay, so I did see when I was a kid the Care Bears movie. So I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
And
there
did
was a Care Bears movie?
Yeah, it was... You know,
I'm familiar with Care Bears. I don't know if I saw the movie.
Yeah. And so they had power, so it wouldn't surprise me if the My Little Pony also had powers. But where are there Care Bros? Like, do they have, like, you know, the equivalent for the for the Care Bears universe? I don't think they brought that one back, have they?
No, I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of. Anyway.
I don't know either. But they brought, of course, Transformers have continued on the entire time. G.I. Joe has continued on the entire time. And we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And if you're in the Phoenix Comic Con this weekend, we'd love to hear from you about what it's like on the ground. See you tomorrow. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.